Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am so excited because it is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman and Bill Festa. Welcome, guys.
Well, thanks, Dave.
This is so exciting, and it's exciting because we got some great guests, but we're going to get into that in a little while. But it's really exciting because Breaking Murphy's Law is what the world needs, and Mike, why don't you explain what that is?
Sure. Again, I'm Mike Hoffman with Breaking Murphy's Law. What is Murphy's Law? What can go wrong will go wrong.
It does constantly. Yes. I mean, we've seen it, right?
Yes. Not every day, I hope, but too often.
Yes, absolutely.
So anyway, the point of our show, Breaking Murphy's Law, is to help you to minimize the impact of Murphy's Law in your lives and businesses. We want to defeat Murphy's Law. We want to overcome Murphy's Law. We have two guys here who we are excited to have on our show. I'll tell you a little bit about them right now, but we'll give a more thorough introduction later in the show. First of all, we have Ed DeLorenzo of the Van Leer Ambassador Group. He is a successful business person. Plus, he is a role model for me personally, not only as a business person, but also in the area of personal fitness. He is in his 60s, I think he's 64, and he competes as a competitive bodybuilder. Also, we have Scott Fenning of the Fenning Group. Scott, too, is a successful business person. I will let him talk about his history as an athlete, but let me say this. I more than suspect that Scott is a gentleman, a gentle man, in every sense of the word. To me, a gentleman is a very high compliment to pay someone. A gentleman is a people person in the highest sense. Now, let me talk about something that I think is really important in the spirit of coming up with ways of keeping Murphy's Law at bay. Let me take a few minutes before we start talking to our guests to talk about the idea of using a social support circle to... Social support circle is kind of a tongue twister for me.
That is. Let's have a test if we can all say that three times.
Say it as fast as you can.
Social support circle. Hey, I did that pretty good.
That's good.
Hey, how about you, Scott?
Social support circle.
Okay, close but no cigar. All right, Ed.
So I don't want to say it anymore. Oh. Can I point at someone and they can say
social
it for me when it comes
social
time to
say Social support circle.
Okay, cool. Thanks. So anyway, the idea of using a...
Social support circle. Gotcha. I wasn't watching. I got to watch next time, right?
To achieve success and therefore defeat Murphy's Law. So I'll begin with a quote that we'll circle back to later. So this quote comes from Jim Rohn, a success philosopher and I believe a mentor of Anthony Robbins.
Absolutely, yes.
He said, "Don't join an easy crowd. Join a successful crowd where the expectations are high and the payoff is great."
I love that.
You do? Good. Well, we're going to hear it again later.
Oh, good. All right. There's going to be a pop quiz.
All right. So now I believe there are many factors that come into play in order to accomplish our potential in life and business. In any endeavor, there are fundamental success factors. In the area of personal fitness, personal physical fitness, these may include cardio training, strength training, and nutrition. In the area of business success, these may be marketing to get exposure of your services, providing quality services, having an effective billing system, and having great control of expenses. Additionally, in both life and business success, one must have control of their mind. This includes things like goal setting, visualization techniques, positive self-image, etc. You can and should study the teachings of people like Stephen Covey, Anthony Robbins, Jim Rohn, or sports psychologists and peak performance experts who work with Olympic and professional athletes. Then go ahead and apply these techniques and principles.
And Dave Isaac.
And Dave Isaac. Okay, good. Now, someone named Tom Venuto says, going at it alone is like driving to your destination with 1 foot on the gas and 1 foot on the pedal, I mean on the brake pedal at the same time. By releasing the brake, you literally blast off full speed ahead. So how do you release that brake, figuratively speaking? Well, that's what we'll go into next. Well, you have to do it by yourself, but you can't do it alone. What a paradox. Doesn't that sound like a paradox?
It does.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the answer. That's really interesting. I like how you set this up.
Okay, yeah. You have to do it by yourself, but you can't do it alone. Therefore, it is important to have externally imposed discipline. And now, that's not a tongue twister for me.
No. But social support. What was that? I forgot already.
System.
system. Social support system. I was going to say social support media, but that's social media.
Okay.
That's not going to work. That's a different show. Okay.
Okay. So it's important to have externally imposed discipline. It can be in the form of a personal trainer, a training partner, a business coach or consultant, and some of us may need a drill sergeant.
Those are that work. Yeah. Those of us that are married.
Yeah.
Okay, just kidding. I had to get the married joke out of the way.
All right. So this leads to the accountability factor. This is a massive leverage factor. You must protect your environment and surround yourself with positivity. Associating with negative people and places can be a direct cause of failure. Associating with positive people and places can be a direct cause of success. Your environment, your physical and social environment, is a critical success factor. Get around people who are charged with positive energy. Emotions and attitudes are contagious. Enthusiasm is contagious. Success is contagious. Unfortunately, so is negativity and failure. Arnold Schwarzenegger said, and I'm not going to try to use his accent. I can't say it like he says it. I have nothing to do with negative relationships. I stay away from negative influences. I have no time for negative thinkers and pessimists. Such people will suck you dry until you have become just as pessimistic as they are. Then you'll have not just one, but two losers. So none of us wants to be a loser. None of us in this room, I know.
No, not at all.
Dave, you know what they're called?
What's that?
Energy vampires.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Some people delight in that.
Yeah, so, yeah. Misery loves
company.
That's
how they feed themselves.
Yeah.
But anyway, now Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, said, people take on the nature and the habits and the power of thought of those with who they associate with in a spirit of sympathy and harmony. So that was kind of a mouthful, but perhaps you've heard of the idea of a mastermind group. Any of you heard about that?
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, this leads to the idea of joining us. Go ahead, Scott.
Joining
social support
system. I'm getting it.
Yeah, there we go.
I am.
I can't say it too well. Social support group. I'm not going to try to say it over and over again fast. So anyway, and that's a mastermind group of peers. Now, this will provide you with accountability, role models, a positive environment, specialized knowledge through education, support, and a you can do it encouragement, and being mentored. Now, this creates half of the circle, these components. And as you grow, you can complete the other half by teaching and sharing and supporting others. Get into a social support circle, including peers and expert mentors. Do this through personal relationships and meeting face-to-face, or even perhaps through online social support groups. And I think we'll be seeing more and more of those as time goes on. A social community allows you to do two things, both to succeed with the help of others, then to become a source of hope for others by sharing your success, and even become a coach, mentor, or teacher yourself. This creates anyone want to say it?
Social support Now I want to say social support group.
Okay, yeah. Well,
that's social support system.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, the systems made more sense because it was a tongue twister. The group is easier.
Yeah. Okay. So again, let's come back to that quote by Jim Rohn. Don't join an easy crowd. Join a successful crowd where the expectations are high and the payoff is great. With that, let's get on with the show and our two guests, both of whom are worthy of having in anyone's social support circle, and who will give us their insight into how we can defeat Murphy's Law by being successful in business and life. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
So, welcome, guys. This is great. That was a great monologue.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's the first one I've ever done.
You did a phenomenal job. And what was really important, not only how you delivered it, but the message.
Uh-huh.
And it's so true. This message is so important in whether it's today or yesterday or in the future, because people cannot get tied into the doom and gloom of media. They have to march to their own drum, their own beat, and know that they can overcome obstacles. And I know our guests today are the epitome of that. And again, let's welcome Ed. Is it DeLorenzo or DeLorenzo?
DeLorenzo.
DeLorenzo. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. And the great, it reminds me of the director, the producer, right?
Oscar?
I think it's that's right. Actor, Michael DeLorenzo.
Yeah, it could be that. Right. And of course, we have Scott Fenning in the house, too. So I'm excited. Bill is here. Mike is here. We got the whole gang here. We should call it, what do we want to call it? Well, whatever we're going to call it. Okay. The Positive Thinking Show.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, I'd like to start by saying thank you, Ed, for having us, and Mike for inviting us. I really appreciate that.
And, that's your turn to say, okay. You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome, Scott.
See, I do coaching, too.
Okay. So, Scott, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I appreciate that. I am Scott Fenning, grown here in Phoenix, Arizona. And I believe we're about a fifth-generation family, as I recall it. In fact, somewhere down the road, we own the first barber shop down in Tucson.
Wow.
And Tucson has a special place in my heart. I'm a graduate from the University of Arizona and played football for them out of Saguaro High School here in Scottsdale. And I'm now a realtor here with HomeSmart, specialize in residential property, and constantly reinventing myself over the last 6-7 years. And it's been a process. Real estate runs deep in our family roots. Both my lovely wife and I are both second-generation realtors. A lot of real estate on her side and my side. And I'd like to just thank my mom. I don't know if it was a curse or a blessing. But no, with all due respect, she's been a strong mentor, kind of my leads, so to speak, inspiration on a lot of, in many different ways, and it's really helped pay off. If we could just take a minute to go back to the Murphy's Law, that was really hitting home, and that certainly hit home in real estate, as we all know. But in particular, when I came home, we liked to vacation up in Pine Top, and my wife and I and our three lovely kids came home late on a Monday after Labor Day, about 2007, and we noticed our house was flooded.
Oh.
And it was, we don't know really where to start other than let's shut the water off.
Yeah, okay.
And now what do we do? So I went out and got a big shop vac, got to work, and called our agent, our home insurance agent, and coincidentally, they called out Service Masters. And Service Masters told us, look, we've got it all under control. We understand that this is going to be disruptive to your life. And I'll tell you, they did a fantastic job and also uncovered some hazards in the home. Our home is about a little over 50 years old, and they pointed those out and took care of them, and we were back up and running. So I have firsthand experience, and I really appreciate their professionalism and preparedness.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that, Scott. Now, part of the Service Master brand promise is restoring peace of mind. Do you feel like I did that for you?
Without question.
Oh, great, great. That's
as a matter of fact, I look forward to referring you out in many ways here in the near future.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
Well, why don't we take a quick break right now? When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with two great guests in studio, Ed DiLorenzo and Scott Fenning. And this is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman and Bill Festa. We'll be right back after these words.
Reidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birnbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started. In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074. 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman and Bill Festa, with special in-studio guests. We have Ed DiLorenzo and Scott Fenning. And guys, this is great because we're talking about something that people need to hear, and people not just hear it, but move on it. But let's go to Ed right now. And Ed, a few words about yourself, and then we'll get into some deep discussion.
All right. Well, I was born in Brooklyn, New York. What am I doing here, right? And then we moved to New Jersey, was very active in athletics, and I got a bunch of football scholarships, and I went and visited Colorado State University.
Nice area.
And, oh yeah, 1964, they recruited me out there. So here's a kid going, never been on a plane before. Land there, there's mountains, there's like, it was like real cowboys and things like that. And you know what? Guess where I went to college and played football. Then in I was always into bodybuilding when I was 11 years old. I got into it. Make a long story short, in 68 I was Mr. Denver, and then in 71 I was Mr. Colorado, both AAU and independent. They had two of them. Then, you know, when I was a little kid, I looked at the globe. Honest to God, when I was 6 years old, I either wanted to go to Arizona or Australia. So I put resumes out to Arizona and Australia, and I got a job running a health club in Arizona. Didn't care for it. Did it 6 months because it was high-pressure sales. I can't do it. Got to help people. I just can't do the high-pressure thing. So basically, I got into the insurance business, was with Allstate, a good company. I was with them for 16 years, and I decided to go on my own for the simple reason I don't like dealing with one company. I'm an independent, so I can deal with a lot of companies. So if something, you know, doesn't fit one company, maybe another company has an appetite. I just like the variety in there. So I'll be 64 in August. At age 59, I blew up to 270 pounds. Blood pressure through the sky. I was going to die, okay, in plain English. And I says, you know what? I got to stop this nonsense. And I went into the gym, wore baggy stuff. And one thing I did understand, it takes one day at a time. It doesn't happen overnight. So I started back. And then at age 60, I started competing in bodybuilding. And I compete in the 60 and over, but then I go down to the 50 and over, then I go to the 40 and over, and then I've actually competed against kids that are 40 years younger than me, and I've beaten them. So it's kind of, it's fun. It's fun. But that's basically who I am and what I do.
That's fantastic. I mean, it shows a couple things, that it's never too late. Does that resonate with you?
The one thing that I really enjoy about the bodybuilding is when I'm done with, so many shows have 2,000 people when you go to California, and people come up to me and say, I mean, people, men, you know, in their 40s, 50s, even women, going, I thought I was too old. And I said, no. Well, I'm 45, and then I tell them I can't think that far back. So, no. And let me tell you guys something. I've been beaten, and I think I'm fairly good. I've been beaten by guys older than me, and then I did a show recently after a hip replacement. I gave myself 2 months to, you know, get better, and they actually have shows for guys 70 and over, and you should have seen these guys. You should have seen these guys. So, oh, no, it's never too late. Never too late.
Who's the oldest that you've ever seen compete?
Last competition, I went to Sierra Vista. It was a Tessija, you know, drug-free one, and the gentleman was 77 years old, coolest guy, and another gentleman was 76, and they were in a 70 and over category. You should have seen these guys. They looked great, so it ain't over till it's over. And then getting back to what we were talking about before, Murphy's Law, my father's name was Guido, God rest his soul, but you know what he used to tell me? He used to tell me, son, there's the ladder, okay? Always shoot for the top step. Because if you shoot for the 10th step, you'll never get higher than the 10th step. So you go for the top one. Maybe you end up on a second or third, and then you recalculate, how do I get to the top one? But always go for the top one. And that energy vampire thing, how true that is. Because if you're around negative people, you're in trouble.
Right. Well, what you said about the ladder, I had a boss that said, I'd rather set a very high goal and miss it than hit a low goal and achieve it.
Have a realistic goal. What it really comes down to, where people make mistakes, and I'm even talking about in business and sports or whatever, someone gives themselves a ridiculous goal, and then there's no way they're going to get there. At that point, they quit. Be realistic, and then reassess your goals. Reassess them. Relook them over. Right. Now, like what you said before, I have a business coach and then also training partners and a trainer. And I train with the trainer. I'm older than the trainer, gee. But then I'm older than...
How old is she?
Oh, it's not. it's Ernie Villegas. But anyway, that's who I am.
Ed, let me say, both you and Scott, when I met the both of you, you were very inspiring. And I like being with inspiring people. I've kind of filtered out the people that don't inspire me, because if you don't have people like yourself around, you just fade away. And as far as I'm concerned, I want to be the 77-year-old guy competing.
One of the key things, though, is, and again, this is not meant to sound corny, and my father told me this, a lot of stuff coming from Guido, you know, do the right thing. Now, in the short run, okay, business-wise, yeah, you can do the wrong thing, make more money, but don't worry about how much money you're going to make. Worry about doing the right thing for the client. And again, it's not a cliche, because in the long run, you're not going to be looking behind your back. Yep. In the long run, you're still going to be in business. And let me tell you guys something. This is, I'm over 40 years in business. It was 40 years in this business in February. And you know what? I still got more in me to go, guys.
There we go.
That is so cool. That's a great way of looking at life. And Scott, you mentioned something earlier that I found very interesting is you're constantly reinventing yourself. I think we should open that up because that's what people need. They have to understand doing the same thing over and over will not get them different results.
Yeah, and I can't stress again how, you know, it's what you think about, you bring about. And, you know, whether you want to call it surrounding yourself with the right people or not, but it goes back to what, you know, you heard from your parents. You are your friends. And it's so important to take that and take it with you into, you know, your personal and professional life. And that's the easy part. The hard part is what's around the corner because, you know, unfortunately, we can't see. And once we turn that corner, it's like eating. How do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a time. It's so easy to get overwhelmed. Well, what am I going to do? I have no listings. The phone's not ringing. I'm working hard and doing what I've always done. But you know, we were just talking, Ed. The definition of insanity is to continue to do the same things over and over again, expecting different results. You know, back in this market, I saw some things happening in 2006, and I actually remembered going to a real estate training class, and the instructor specifically told us, if I were you, I would downsize. Right now, preserve your cash. And things were going good. And I remember thinking, well, he was a good instructor. I respect what he was saying, but how could he, you know, how could, now everybody knows that the market's going to go down, but you never really saw how bad in so many different ways that was going to happen. So I look back and I can't remember his name, but he was right on, let me tell you.
I bet it was Warren Buffett. Okay, maybe not, but
in disguise.
You know, you said something that was really interesting. What you think about, you bring about. One of the astronauts in one of the Apollo missions, and you might recall, it was very tragic where it actually exploded with a teacher, and you know, they had they were all trained, but they weren't by profession astronauts, and that was very.
I think 1986, Sally Ride, and
Very sad. Yeah. I know there was like five.
I saw it
them.
On TV. I was sitting down, and all of a sudden, it explodes. It's like this can't be.
It's terrible. It was a horrible situation. But one of the astronauts that died that day was from Texas, and I can't remember his name, but he said, "What you do every day, you're practicing to become." Mm-hmm. Think about that. That's incredible. That's very profound because evaluate what you do every day. Are you a couch potato? Are you just doing the same thing? Are you not giving the people? Well, if that's what you're doing, that's what you're practicing to become. Who wants to comment on that? Anyone?
Yeah, I would say, you know, what comes to mind with me is You don't know what's going to happen, but if you stay the course and you continue to, again, be positive, do the things that you know, but here's another key, have a thirst for knowledge. You know, referring to you, Ed, I couldn't say that enough. Your thirst for knowledge over your experience in bodybuilding. And, you know, when I was working out and really in shape, I took some of those old traditional exercises and stuff. Now I'm helping my son, who's he's playing club baseball, and my daughter's playing club soccer and competitive cheer. Their routine, their definition of working out is completely different. So you have to not get set in your ways is kind of where I'm going with this.
It's kind of strange because I was going to say something about that. Dinosaurism, and basically as business people get older, we've got a choice. We either have to kind of learn the new things or else we become dinosaurs. And I've watched this happen to some people to where they just refuse to learn how to use this type of phone or the computer, and eventually they become dinosaurs. You got to go with the flow. You got to go with the times.
Absolutely, Ed. You have to think out of the box a little bit. You can't stay stagnant. You're 68, 64. I'm 70, and let me tell you, My brain's going all the time. I don't let it sleep.
That's why you're still here.
I can attest to that.
Do you remember when we were kids? Back in those days, a guy would hit 65 years old, retire, he'd be dead the next year.
Yeah.
It's not happening now. It's not.
Nope.
Let me tell you, it's not happening. Even getting into insurance, life insurance, okay? The life expectancy has gone up so much where it's cheaper. I had a client where they had $1 million policy, and then 10 years later, it came up for renewal. It was cheaper 10 years later because the life expectancy charts went down. So we're living longer, and the point is quality of life.
Quality of life and staying active. I mean, Mike gave me an opportunity, and I grabbed a hold of it, and I enjoy it every day. I get up. It's not a job. It's part of life.
That's the key.
Yes, it's not a job. I don't look at it that way. I enjoy doing what I do. It energizes me.
But that's the key. Just like when I go pump iron, which, believe it or not, it's like working with a pick and shovel sometimes. You cannot believe what we go through, me and the kids trying to keep them up with me. That was bad. But the point I'm trying to make, I love it when I get in there. I just love it, you know. And if I didn't like it and it was a drudgery, you know, we'd have a problem.
Right on.
Well, why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with the most amazing people in here. I'm going to say Bill Festa, Mike Hoffman, of course, Ed DiLorenzo, and Scott Fenning. This is great because it's all about positiveness, but really taking action, too. And when we come back, let's talk about it's one thing to think about something. It's another get out there and do it. We'll be right back. Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birnbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman and Bill Festa. Of course, sponsored by Service Master by Disaster Professionals. Mike, of course, you are the owner. And Scott gave you a little testimonial about how mm-hmm. wonderful Service Master is, because, you know, if you think about it, Breaking Murphy's Law mm-hmm. is part of that. You better be prepared. You better have some phone number, because when you least expect it, if something happens and you don't know who to call, that's even scarier. Why don't you give out your number?
Oh, it's 602-431-2222.
Well, I like that, 2222. So 602-431-2222. But that's so important to be able to have a relationship. Mm-hmm. I say it about attorneys too, or, you know, you don't want to try to establish a relationship when you need one. You know, if you need right. an attorney, or if you need, you know, you're having a flood issue or a fire deal, you should know someone already.
Can I put my two cents in as the insurance guy here? Very, yeah. very, very important. Insurance companies, going back about 8 years ago, were getting really burnt pretty good mm. with mold. And there were no limitations on policies on mold. That's why it's very important, if you do have a problem, to call Mike. Mm-hmm. For the simple reason, most companies give you $5,000 in mold, no more. So if there is a problem, you don't take care of it, and all of a sudden your house is mold infested, you got a problem. Because you know what? The insurance company is not going to pay for it. Now, there are a few of them where you can buy up, but not many of them. And these are the ones with the multi-million dollar homes, and believe me, you pay for it. So very important. That's mm-hmm. one coverage that is not there anymore the way it was.
Yeah. And I just want to say that, you know, if you have a fire or a flood, call someone, a good professional restoration company, right away. Now, Service Master by Disaster Professionals is one. But also, we don't want you to just call us if you have a major flood or a fire. If you suspect you have any kind of water damage, we have ways of working with you where you won't have to file a claim if it's a small one. So, you know, just don't hesitate. Also, we want to help people prevent floods and fires from happening in the first place. I think that's even more important.
And, Mike, you also do commercial, too, you were mentioning, because, you know, for example, I have a lot of restaurant industry and bars insured within our agency. And you had told me that you'd actually go down there. And can you explain again on basically what you do?
Oh, yeah. We'll go and we'll look at the business and ask some questions. We'll do a pre-disaster survey. Find out what's important in your business. If there wasn't a problem and the whole business stopped running, what would be the first area that you'd want running first? If it's a fast food restaurant, it might be the drive-through window. You know, things like that. You know, where's your IT room? You know, where are the electrical services? Just anything so that if something did happen, we could be ready to attack it as fast as possible, or also with the idea of how we can do some risk management and prevent things from happening to begin with.
And you told me this was, sounds like an advertisement. It's not, but you told me, because we had a meeting at my office with mm-hmm. the agents there. It was no cost, but one of the key things I kind of liked is you had a little thingy there that you put on a shutoff valve. And how mm-hmm. many people, even in their own houses, they don't know where their shutoff valve is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's,
you know, that was good.
Yeah. I know where mine is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So go ahead, Bill.
Let me contribute something here. Most people, when they have a disaster, the first thing they do is they reach out and grab the nearest person. And floods, the first thing they're apt to do is call a plumber. Well, let me just say, our response time is a lot faster than a plumber, and we'll be there, and we have a lot more depth and breadth to our organization. We know how to treat it, and we have the ability to process the claim. We take it from A to Z. So if you have the time, write the number down, and we will be there and take care of it. The plumber doesn't have the access to the organization we do.
That totally makes sense. And let's talk a little bit, Ed and, Mike, Bill, and of course, Scott, about specifically your businesses, and more specific than that, is how do you apply these concepts that we've been talking about to your businesses? For example, reinventing yourself. How do you continue to hang around and find uplifting, positive people? Because I think some of the listeners right now out there might say, well, yeah, that's great, but where do I find uplifting, upbeat type of people? They may suggest that. So some of these positive thoughts and practices, how do you apply it? Let's start with Scott. Scott, how do you apply some of these concepts?
You know, I have to go back to my foundation, my parents, and sports personally. My mother was and remains with a lot of integrity, a lot of character. There's only one way to do things, and that's the right way the first time. I can hear her. Can you tell?
Yeah.
My father was a coach here in the Valley for many, many years. He touched a lot of different lives. Some of the more popular, Charlie Hickox. My father was his swim coach. He was an Olympic swimmer.
Oh, wow.
And I think watching my dad's work ethic and helping people, which is what I do today, and I've kind of bundled those up. And in this real estate market, you can't afford to make mistakes. It's just there's too many things happening. I remember the first short sale I did. I didn't even know what a short sale was, but it was in about 2006. And then we started, we've been fortunate in that we've been at the cutting edge of where the market has shifted, especially since 2005. We've sold a number of bank-owned homes. We've helped a lot of families with the short sale process. And going back to your question, how I've applied that is I've been an expert in my field, in the different areas of the market. And just doing a short sale, if you don't dot your I's and cross your T's and really know what you're doing, you're shooting into space. There's just a lot of room for error. And, you know, again, it starts with the foundation and doing all the right things and believing in what you're doing and getting a lot of joy out of helping a lot of people.
You know, I like what you said, doing the right thing the first time. I mean, think about it. So many people have to keep repeating, you know, they repeat errors, they repeat habits, whatever, and wow, it really wastes a lot of time, and really it's not a very good, it's really a disservice to people and oneself.
And then you bundle that with the emotions that come in into that play into the real estate. It could be a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
And you wanna take the steam out when you need to, and guide and educate people every step along the way. As a matter of fact, I want to invite my listeners to write down my number if I can help you in any way. There's no obligation whatsoever. My direct phone number is 602-214-7025, or my website is searchforazhomes.com. That's search for F-O-R or the number 4, A-Z for Arizona, homes.com.
Wow, thank you so much. That that's reassuring to people. It's always nice to know who you're dealing with. And Scott, I could tell you have so much integrity that to me that would be the number one reason to deal with someone, the integrity and honesty. That's just me. And you have it as well as everyone in this room, and I think that's important. Bill, did you have
Thank
a comment
you.
A little bit earlier?
I was just going to say, most people don't take the time to think of what they're going to do next, and that's so important. They wind up doing it 3 and 4 and 5 times. If they do a little planning up front, it'll go a lot easier. And that's really, I wanted to amplify something you said, Scott.
I couldn't have said that better. And Ed, you touched on it and the fact that there used to be, I lost track of the amount of realtors back in the mid-2000s. There were, I want to say, 50,000.
The fruit tree. In other words, you got the tree and 50 million real estate agents, 50 million insurance agents, the low fruit, easy to pick. Then all of a sudden when the economy went backwards, they're gone. Hey, I'm still here. Scott, you're here. So that's something really important to look at.
Well, I think it's important to be strive to be the best at what you're doing, best in your business, because when you're average, when times are good, you'll do good. But when times are bad, you'll do bad. Yeah. So if you're the best, you'll always be the best, whether times are good or bad.
That's a very, very good point. And Ed, let's talk to you a little bit on some of these concepts that we talked about. You've been around, although you look so young, I'm going to say in Ed's case, the 60s are the new 30s.
Yeah,
not the new 50s, not the new 40s. You look just young, and I'm not going to arm wrestle you.
Six meals a day, that's the secret.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into that. But
wow,
again,
that's interesting.
Well, getting back to Scott, basically what he said, athletics really had a lot, because when I started going backwards health-wise and everything else, I said, you know what, bull, I'm going to get back on and do this, and I did it. Getting a little bit onto my business over here, because Scott brought up some good stuff. The reason I'm an independent and I like it, I worked for an insurance company, and in 88 I opened up the Ambassador Group. One of the reasons I did it, a little bit scary move, because I had to start all over again, but I like dealing with many companies instead of one. Think of a pegboard, okay? You have round pegs, square pegs. I can put the right pegs in the right holes. Well, you know, and there's great companies out there, don't get me wrong, but they only can deal, the agent, with one company. What happens when you have just a square hole and a round peg? They try and force it in. Give you an example, again, not mention companies. I had it. A couple of people bought rental properties here from Hawaii. Well, they got a better deal from some other company. And I said, I don't think that other company can do that, but that's fine. Guess what? 2 years later, there's a claim. No coverage. They save money. Mm-hmm. Not really.
Yeah.
So I just think, you know, you really have to look into everything.
Yeah, there's no question. And both everyone here has such a positive attitude. So let me ask you this. Let's open this up for discussion. A lot of people, and I'm a neurolinguistic programmer. I don't know if, Ed, Scott, you've heard of that.
That's a big word.
It is.
Could you repeat that?
Well, Dave,
I know, Dave,
you're not just any neurolinguistic programmer. Aren't you like a master practitioner?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I am a master practitioner. Thank you, Mike,
okay,
for that.
Sure.
And yeah, that's right. Exactly. And I thought you were going to have me say social system media or whatever. I forgot it already. But anyway, but thank you. And Tony Robbins is the most well-known of the NLP practitioners. And I just love it because I think it is the first step in life and business. More information is good. But it's if you don't have the mindset to apply more information, you're not going to apply it. And I now forgot what I was going to ask. Okay, what was I going to ask?
NLP. You were asking me about six meals, okay?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people, and again, I really got into this, studying this, and now use it for competitions. Mm-hmm. The reason you eat six meals a day with breakfast, your best one, it actually affects your body and metabolism. Of course, not pizzas all day, you know, the right food. But by eating six meals a day, it boosts up your metabolism and you actually burn off belly fat and the other fat. Again, proper foods and breakfast being your best meal. Where people make the mistake, they think they're going to diet and they'll have one meal. Don't work, because what you start doing is muscle starts going and fat stays, and then you look like Pillsbury time.
Oh, the doughboy. Remember that? Little Pillsbury doughboy. I remembered my question. Thank you for that, though, because it did reminded me. That's an NLP link. That's good. That anchored me back to the question. Here's something really important, and I have no idea how you're going to answer this, but this is my feeling about it. Let me see what you guys think about it. So many people think, well, if only this happened, then I can be happy. My thing is, you can be happy just because, which then that type of state of mind will create things for you. Let's get some opinions on that, because I think people say, I can't be happy till I get married. I can't be happy till I get the next client. I can't be happy, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying
I think it's possible. You can be in a state of mind all the time, happiness, joy, whatever it is, which will create the results. Scott, you seem to be agreeing with me. What do you say?
I mean, what you think about, you bring about.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, it's a process, and you're the only one who controls your thoughts. Yes, there's a lot of outside interference, and if you choose to let that in, so to speak, and let it penetrate your bubble, then, you know, we've all done it. I can't, you know, say that I've not done it, but all in all, it's everything that you allow yourself to believe and do. You know, when you're on, I was recruited as a linebacker from Saguaro, and they converted me to a defensive nose guard. Mm. As a nose guard, and I played nose guard for the first year and a half, and then they were kind and they put me on the outside weak side tackle.
Gotcha.
Or a defensive guard. But you're talking about eating six times a day. I don't mean to jump into sports, but it's a passion with me.
Cool.
And I know with everybody here.
Oh, yeah.
But they had me eating eight times a day, every hour and a half. And I ate so many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
But they were trying to fatten you up, Scott.
They were trying to fatten me up.
I'm talking about getting leaned up.
Hey, I couldn't have said it better myself. I couldn't.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
In my belly.
That's right. But there is a big difference.
Wow. So Ed, let's ask you the same question. Do you believe in that concept where, you know, you can be grateful, you can really find something to be joyful about, happy, which can impact, because it will attract the people that you want to
be. You're going to laugh at me, but you know what it is, as you get older, now it's I wake up in the morning and I smile and say, I woke up.
Wow.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna go forward. Now seriously, like on Mondays, you know, I just have to slap myself around a little bit and say, okay, positive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? I forgot if it was Little Abner or whatever, it was that guy that would walk around and it would be a black cloud following him. Now, have you ever seen people, okay, where the black cloud follows him, and it was this one cartoon thing, I never forget about it. There was a $100 bill laying on the ground. He picks it up, looks at it, says, oh, well, like you are, this can't be real, crumbles it up, and throws it in the garbage. And then somebody else, having a good day, picks up, ooh, I just found $100.
That's a really good example.
So it still sticks.
Yeah. Mike, how about you? I think you believe in that.
Oh, I definitely do. I mean, I refuse to let anything stand in the way of me enjoying my life right now, at the present. I mean, if times are bad, maybe there's a little stress, you know, business isn't going the way I want or whatever at this time, I'm not going to let that impact how I approach life. We need to be, I like the idea of waking up with a smile every day. I got to try that. I got to remember that every morning.
I want to also give my phone number, 480-776-6980. That's directly to me. Don't worry. I don't have to sell you anything. Mm-hmm. If you need any help, either insurance or if you just want to get back into shape or whatever, you know what? Hey, that's why I'm here.
Cool. Now, I just want to say one more thing. There's a book that Dave told me about called The Power of Now.
Yes.
The Power of Now. That's all there is now. The past is the past. It's gone. The future is the future. Don't worry about either of those two. They're both fantasies. There is only now.
You know what? Honest, you're so right, because I kept telling one person that, and I just kept telling him, you can't keep going back to the past. You can't stop. Just go forward, because what good is it going to do, the screw-ups? Yeah, learn by your screw-ups, but if you're going to live them and just, you know, it's not going to change.
Ed, that's perfect. I've gone through a lot of minutiae in my life, and I'm a very positive person. I'm so positive that at 70 years old, I'm going to get married on July 4th and move ahead. And I don't look back.
Wait, you're getting married on Independence Day? Hello.
Yes, I am.
Well, how does that work?
Well, so on the way over to the studio, Bill kindly took me by the reception area, which is an absolutely wonderful setting. And I started thinking, okay, July 4th, it's going to be hot. So are you having the wedding in the evening? He said, oh, no, we're having it between, I'm going to say, 11 and 2.
No, between 105 degrees and 125.
Yeah, yeah. And then he said, so everybody can get about going to see their fireworks.
Oh.
And
so Helen and I can have our own fireworks.
Ah, I got you. Wow.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Film at 11.
You lucked out. I met her. You lucked out.
Yeah, she's a cute.
Thank
she's
you.
A good lady.
Yes.
Wow. That's so congratulations.
Thank you.
This
Dave.
July 4th.
Yes.
Wow, the day before the L.A. Dodgers come in to play the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, there we go.
My schedule's all around sports.
You're not one, are you?
Yeah, do you guys have, do you do your schedule around sports?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the beauties about being an agent. Of course, you know, it's helping others, but you got to build in your own time.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's so important. How about you? Well, Mike, you're a big golfer.
Yes, I am.
And do you schedule time around golf?
I schedule everything around golf.
That's a golf
good answer.
Saturday is my golf day, and then I have a marketing golf day Wednesday afternoons. That,
oh,
but that's
good.
Working golf at the same time.
That's smart.
How can you
I
beat
like
that.
It.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. Well, we only have a few minutes left. Let's start with Ed. Why don't you give out your phone number again, the website if you have one, the name of your business.
Yeah, it's the Ambassador Group, and my direct line is 480-776-6980. If you get my voicemail, I do return them. That's one thing. It's like I'm like a robot. My website, lowercase, is E, DeLorenzo, DeLorenzo, at Ambassador. The abbreviation for insurance, INS.com. That's my email, not my website. So you can email me.
Well, thank you so much. And Scott, how about your number again, website, and
yes,
name of the company?
My HomeSmart Real Estate is my brokerage. I'm part of the Fenning Group. And my direct number is 602-214-7025. And our website, and there's a lot of good free information on there as well. It's search4azhomes.com.
Wow, excellent. Mike, your phone number again.
Okay, it's 602-431-2222.
I like that number, 22.
Yeah. You always say that, Dave.
No, but it wasn't there a show like Beverly Hills 222 or something? Oh, that was
90210.
That's how much I watch the soap operas.
Okay.
Anyway, I think what Aaron, what do we have? About 2 minutes left? Oh, the 2 minute cue card, I see. Anyway, this has been a great show. And Ed and Scott, thank you so much. Your positiveness, it's just off the charts. And, mm-hmm. and
well,
you know,
thank you.
And we were talking about, you know, how can people get into a different circle? I think they can do it by mm-hmm. calling all you guys right here.
Right. You know, it's important that, you know, me, when I go to hire people, it's not that I need to hire people. I mean, people are not your most important asset. It's the right people.
Yeah.
And that comes with your employees, and that comes with the people that you hang around with. So just so much. And so, you know, I'd like to talk more sometime about how do you build that social support group? And
yeah.
where, how do you go find those right people to be your peers?
That is so important. Well, Scott Fenning, thank you so much. We want to have you on again.
Thank you, Dave. I'd love to be back.
Absolutely.
And Mike, thanks for the invitation.
And Ed DeLorenzo, thank you. It's been an honor and pleasure meeting both of you.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank
right.
you.
Yeah. We want to do this again. I just love it. In fact, I just don't even want to leave. But I think we'll have to because guess what? Right up at 3 o'clock, Mind Your Body, Journey Reeves, with guest star Tony Mandarich, former NFL player, second overall pick. I believe it was 1989. You definitely want to stay tuned for that. Mind Your Body, 3 o'clock, starring Journey Reeves, right up, right after this show. Again, thank you so much, Bill, Mike, Scott, and Ed. This has been fantastic, and we'll see everyone next month on Breaking Murphy's Law.
Thank you, Dave.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. See everyone tomorrow. And, of course, Wednesday and Friday, our sports show, Gary Bettman. Big announcement today, 6 p.m. at Jobbing.com Arena. I think they have sold the team. They're here to stay. Coyotes Go Coyotes. I'll be there in the press area tonight. Go Coyotes.